DJ Deco doing it for you on the ones and twos this evening for the local hour. Putting it down for you in Tucson, 622-5924. Got a house full tonight. Sizing on my man Cletus is in the house. But DJ Deco's putting it down for you right there on the ones and twos, the backbone of this thing.
We got
And we got Run on the mic with me right now.
What?
Yeah. So Run, man, what brings you to Tucson?
Pretty much everything. Trying to bring some good music out to y'all.
Okay.
I know there's a little bit, but you know, trying to get some more down there.
Good deal. Good deal. Widening them local artists, huh?
Exactly.
Good
That's
deal.
What you gotta do.
So how'd you get started in MCing?
Basically, when I was younger, I just dug hip hop music, but got a little bit older and got into the b-boying aspect, and graffiti.
Okay.
And that kind of lifted off from there, and I became more interested in poetry and stuff because I got a little bit older. So
kind of like an evolution of things, huh?
Exactly. Moving started from the stages. Beginning and evolved.
Good deal.
Exactly.
Good deal. So do you remember your first experience of hip hop?
Do you
remember like that one thing that you're just like, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much when I was really young, I remember listening to Young MC.
Right.
Roll with the Punches, you know, something like that. That bumping in my head did help somewhat.
Cool.
So that's definitely a scientific thing.
Deco got the mad fly Sauconys on.
Yeah, he thinks he's dope now because he got some Sauconys. Still take him.
Good. Now you are DJ Deco's brother, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, the younger one.
Right. Have you lived in Tucson at all? And you said you lived in Gallup, New Mexico.
Yeah. Actually, we was born out in Oklahoma in the sticks.
Okay.
And then we moved to Gallup later on. And we just grew up there, and then he came down here ahead. But I'm going to be heading down here this summer, so that's the full plan.
Good deal. So you're going to heat it up. Now, you guys have been working on this album, or is it done?
Basically, it's in the process. Most of it's done. There's probably about two more songs we're going to do, but, I mean, it's not real high tech. We're doing it out of somebody's house. But, I mean, we're giving it away for free.
Here we go.
Free. Hey, free, exactly.
Hey, Ryan, yo, tell them about that jam. Yo, it's over, man.
Oh, yeah, it's over. Yeah, that's you got to pick that up.
Never mind. Shh, don't tell them.
We'll let it sit. Nah, that was something I hooked up with the Anonymous on.
Oh, okay.
Put that down. That should be circulating around here. I don't know.
Good deal. So now, as I understand, you and Deco produced it too?
Yeah, exactly. Some of the stuff on my own album, the one I'm giving away for free, a lot of that's... Chase Crusher did some of the beats on that for me. That's one of the sickest beat makers I've ever met. But Deco's putting it down with a lot of the turntablism.
Good deal. Good deal. Cool. So was it easier having a DJ for a brother to come out, like, you know, to make a decision or to make an album or like help you make an album?
Well, actually, it's been both of us just full force at it both. I mean, we both started out wanting to be everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took forever to get some technique turntables, you know,
right,
just to get started. But from there on, we just kind of grew up in it together, and we just both found a niche. He was better at making the music fit together, and I was better at making the music. So, I mean...
Good deal.
Especially what that was.
Cool. So you guys have kind of been a team for a while then, huh?
Yeah. Since birth, I guess you could say.
Good deal. That's cool. Good to see. Well, Deco, I think he's going to jam your track right now?
Yeah, that's right. I can't even remember the name. Hold up. All I Know, I think that's what it's called. it takes a little time, though. I got so many. Now that is.
Cool. So without further ado,
yep.
It's Runt live.
Free. Good for nothing.